Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God save us. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
remembering
God save us.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of the Kingdom of the Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning as we bring to you another wonderful and beautiful discussion of the Imam Shahid Shabazz on travel and soul at a time. And you will see that evil always destroys itself. Yes, yes. Have a thought for your travels. That you, we talk about traveling all the time. We never think of a real travel, a necessary travel. And this is our soul, traveling in our souls, traveling in our time, and be conscious of where, who we are, and why we are, and what our purpose is, what our goal is as we travel through this world. What is our goal? What is our purpose? So we're going to travel in soul and time. You know, Shahid Shabazz discussed it today with you. We're going to see that, huh? Charlie, you said that the evil always destroys itself. Why? Because evil comes from what then? Evil comes from your soul. History will prove that the evil of past generations eventually destroyed them. Almighty Allah, the creator of the world, says in his final book of Revelations, the Quran, that if you don't learn from the past, you are doomed to repeat it. This is what is going on today. The evil deeds of generations have come back to destroy them, and nothing can stop it but a change of heart and will. In other words, people, you have got to have the heart and will to change your evil ways and come back to the good life. Good life will destroy evil. Yes, this is Imam Shahid Shabazz Chor again, coming to you this Sunday morning, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now I present to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. All right, I believe that Imam Shahid Shabazz. I see he has not yet come on today. Let me see if I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I don't have it turned on. All right. Imam Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
All right. You're now on the air.
Okay. First of all, I want to greet all of the listening audience and the greetings of peace. From all of the prophets, from Adam down to the last of the prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon them all. Next, I want to say, Bil Fatiha. It is the opening prayer, or opening chapter of Surah in Arabic language, translated into English. It goes like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Translated in the English, this would say, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee that we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose fortune is not wrapped, nor those who go astray. Amen. So people, we want to start off with the topic the way the sister was presenting it to us. You know, I years ago had a group I sung with called the OJs. I'm not an original OJ man, but I'm just saying I had a singing group. It was three of us. We called ourselves the OJs. And we used to sing at little clubs and parties and stuff like that. And on the corner all the time. And I was just singing, but then one of the guys, he was more in tune to the truth than I was. So he said, Brother Shaheed, rather than just singing, listen at the message in the music. And so I did. And one of the songs they had was called Traveling at the Speed of Thought. And what I'm saying to you is that if you look in the world today, most people, they don't consider travel to be spiritual and mental. I hear people talk about going to the beach, going to Mecca, even to make cars, going to the Umrah, going here physically, going there. I've been to Hawaii. I haven't been to this country, that country. And most of them done all that traveling, and guess what? They have been nowhere. Because until you begin to understand that your life as a human being is not the outer part of you, it's not your outer self, your physical, it's your soul, it's your mind, it's your intelligence. Right now, I can sit here and start thinking about places all over the world, and according to Allah, I'm there in all of those places as soon as I start thinking about it. Now, to show you this in a very, very deep way, we can't see Almighty Allah, but who's keeping us alive? We can't see the air we breathe, but who's the one that's keeping that air, the oxygen in our body, so we can breathe, inhale and exhale and breathe? This is the one that most people are not giving attention to. Most people just love to travel. They're moving to and fro. And they think they're gaining the things of this world. And they think the things of this world, and this year in their action, they get so much enjoyment, satisfaction out of the things of this world, they completely forgot about the one that created the world. Like the sister said, what his purpose is for their life. They have chosen the purpose of their life to do what they want to do. And we see the results of that. Self-destruction and the destruction of each other. You know, I want to share this beautiful section of the Quran with you so that you understand it goes right in with this beautiful title and message. It is in the Holy Quran in Surah 55. And it's some of the footnotes. It says here, Allah, most gracious, has sent the revelation of the Quran, this being Allah's greatest favor to all Allah's creation, to man, and all Allah's creation, Allah says, is in pairs, well balanced. Allah said, all created things receive Allah's favor, but they will all pass away, and only Allah will endure through the ages. People, Allah said, ultimately all evil shall return to its evil destination, as well as all good. But Allah said, ever blessed is the name of Allah, the Lord of all honor and bounty. Allah's creatures, which favors of Allah will ye deny? Most gracious is Allah, who reveals himself in the Quran, in people's intelligence, and in the nature around people. Balance and justice, goodness and care are the laws of Allah's worlds. Created from clay, mankind can yet comprehend or understand the Lord of the east and the Lord of the west, him who sustains all his creatures, him who bestows the jewels of life and faith, him who abides when all else perishes, him whose eternity is the hope of people's future, Allah, the Lord everlasting of justice and glory and bounty and honor, which then of the favors of your Lord, Allah, will ye deny? You see, people, Almighty God, Allah, has given us all of these favors. Yet most people deny Allah. They deny the Creator that woke them up this morning. Allah says when he put us to sleep at night, some of us he put his spiritual life back in their body and they resume their life for a period of time. And Allah say many, Allah, he take their life out of their, his spiritual life out of their body, and their body, of course, die. They lay there, they're dead. Their body's dead. Also, Allah says something else that should bring our attention to the reality that, well, I'm going to say this, Allah is doing something now that should bring people not only to remember him, but to remember that he's in control. This coronavirus and how people are suffering. And a lot of folks, most folks, or people want to think that, and I'm saying it, that, you know, people are suffering because of the government being like they are. No, that's not true. That's not true, I said. The majority of people are suffering because they've turned away from their Creator. They have forgot who created them and what is his purpose of creating them. That's why they're suffering, and they're going to continue to suffer. You can have a lot of money. You ain't exempt. You're suffering too. You catching it. You got agony in your mind. You got agony in your soul. You try to pretend to be happy, but in reality, you're miserable in hell. And you know it, and it's so. Allah says in the Holy Quran, hearts do find satisfaction in the members of Allah. So people, we can see that the majority of people in the world now, they are more uneasy in their heart and their souls. They're wearing these masks like they're so scared. Scared of truth in their physical body. Scared of catching disease to kill them. Well, I got news for you people. You're going to die anyway fast. Now, what am I saying? Or is he saying, don't wear a mask? That matters to me. What do you think I said? I know what I said. I'm not saying don't wear a mask. I'm saying that if you think a mask going to save you from death, you're out of your mind. Only Allah is the controller of life and death. And it's many people that got wear the masks all the time religiously, and they dying of the disease. So you, what about that? What do you think about that? Things don't just happen. We have a Creator. And he said he set down the Holy Quran as a healing. And he said, I set down the Quran, my Quran, in the night of power as a healing for the diseases in the hearts of people, of mankind. So things are not just going to happen. Things are not just going to change, people, because we make a vote. I'm not just encouraging you to vote. Vote. But understand that overall, it's not votes, and it's not you standing up and speaking out against the injustice of this government and the governments of the world. It's not that that's going to change these wicked rulers all over the world. They work as one. Study history, and history will tell you how to overcome your present conditions. Because the Creator said he don't change, he worked the same way. And he said he deal with evil the same as he did 6,000 years ago. And he said he deal with good people the same way he did 6,000 years ago and thousands of years ago. So who needs to make the change? not the creator, Allah. He's still the same. It is people that need to make the change. They need to, as the, in the opening talk of the show, they need, you need to change your hearts, people. And Allah said he will never change the conditions, the bad conditions of people until they first change the bad condition in their hearts. Stop desiring lust, the lust of this world. Stop the lusting for these idols of this world. This is called idolatry, taking things the Creator created and worshiping the things that includes people as your God. I'm going to pray to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray to Buddha. I'm going to pray to Gandhi. I'm going to pray to Mother Teresa. I'm going to pray for my pastor. He's the one is the God in my life. He's the one to keep me on the straight path. Insanity. La ilaha illallah. No, there is no God but Allah. And there's nothing deserving of our human worship or our human praise except Allah and Allah alone, people. And when we come back to this, to understand this, then we'll come to understand, as the sister always say, whose you are. Most people think they are their own person. In other words, they act as if though they created themselves. I do what I want to do. This is my life. I do what I want to do. So when you stop that type of insanity, insane thinking, and come back to realize that you're nothing but dirt, and the only life you have is the spiritual life of Allah inside your body, and come back to that spiritual life before you won't have an opportunity. And your opportunities are running out fast every day, people, to come back to the good life that you was created to live and the just life that you was created for down here on earth. Goodness of Allah, the justice of Allah, and the righteousness of Allah. Allah made this world all good. It is people who make this world bad by going their own way and forgetting their Creator. So Allah says here, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the one who has taught the Quran. Allah has taught people speech and intelligence. The sun and the moon follow courses exactly computed by Allah. And the herbs and the trees both bow alike and worship to Allah. Yes, even the creation worships Allah. Bow down to Allah. Praise be to Allah. And I want to say this. I want to read this section of the Quran. I won't call it a chapter. That's not necessary. But Allah says here, so fear Allah all the time. Listen to Allah's message and obey Allah's message all the time. And spend in charity in the cause of Allah all the time for the benefits of your own soul. And those saved from the covetousness or the stinginess of their own souls, they are the ones that achieve prosperity, spiritual prosperity, and prosperity in every way, mental, spiritual, and materially. Yes, Allah blesses you with prosperity when you obey him in all ways. Allah says in my conclusion right now, if you loan to Allah a beautiful loan, Allah will double that loan to you, to your credit, and Allah will grant you forgiveness of your sins. For Allah is most ready to appreciate service, most forbearing, nor of what is hidden and what is open. Allah is the exalted in might, the all wise. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Thunder Broadcast. Remember, Shaheed Shabab. Yes, and he's bringing us strong today. I can bring you the message for your life. Bring your message for the reality of the Creator. For you to know that it is you who decide what your life will be. And it's you who must find God, the one who created you, and constantly follow His way of life, His will. But He's designed for you, the way that He's designed for you to live. We want to thank the Lord for giving us plus Imam Shahid Shabbat. It's only by the Lord's will that He's so blessed to have to teach the truth and bring the truth to you so clearly and plainly and strong. Yes, strong, brother, strong teach to bring to you. And where they would touch your heart and soul. Yes. And bless you to see the reality within you of who to serve and why you should serve, why you should choose the Lord as your creator and your servant, the one you serve in life. And we want to thank Allah for blessing you good in Shahid Shabbat and His ability to bring the message to us every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now I give it to you again, Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum. People, I want you to understand that there is a creator. If you don't understand this, and people, Allah, or the creator of the heavens and the earth, have prepared a fire. It's called a hair fire. And this fire is after the resurrecting of your dead bodies and your judgment. And after Allah judge you and say you are one of those who are the dwellers of hell and have you taken off by the angels to the hellfire. You read the Holy Quran, you will not want to go to the hellfire, people. I encourage you to read the Holy Quran. I encourage you to understand that the Holy Quran is not only the revelations of our Allah, our Creator, for Muslims, but the Holy Quran is the final revelation, the final revelation, since the time of His final prophet, Muhammad, who lived 1,400 years ago, special prayers and peace be upon him. So this is the only way out of this, not only no coronavirus, this is the only way. You're going to die anyway, like I emphasize over and over again. I'm going to emphasize again. Your body going to die. What you want to try to save is your soul. You can't save your body by wearing no mask. You can't save your body by taking a lot of herbs and eating right. You can't save your body, period. It doesn't matter what you do. You're going to die physically. Physically, Allah created you to die. But Allah did not create you to die spiritually. Because Allah is eternal. And when Allah, the Most High, Creator, put some of His Ruh, Spirit, in the human heart, He was giving us eternal spiritual life, people. So, like the sister said, you can have eternal spiritual, you can have spiritual life now while you're on this planet Earth. But you have got to give your will back to Allah. Say, Allah, even though you give me a little freedom of will to choose right from wrong, I don't want to have this will. I want to give you back this will so that when I choose, I won't be choosing my wrong, but I'll be choosing your good at all times. That's what you need to be praying, asking Allah, people, and fast. Allah says here, Blessed be Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Blessed be Allah, in whose powers is dominion over the heavens and the earth. And Allah have power over all things. Allah who created death and life, that Allah may try which of you is best in conduct and deed and actions. And Allah is the exalted in might, the often forgiven. And here in this section it says, so you'll know Donald Trump ain't the Lord, or we ain't got no more laws down here. It says lordship in right and in fact belongs only to Allah Most Gracious. Allah whose goodness, Allah whose glory, Allah whose power are written in the signs of Allah on all Allah's creation. The beauty and order of the heavens above us proclaim Allah one creator and submits to Allah's will. Then who can reject Allah's call to come back to the righteous, good life he created them in, but those in pitiful delusions? And who can fail to accept Allah's truth that truly knows them, themselves, their own spiritual reality, and the mighty reality of Allah all around them? The earth and the material things thereof are prepared for people by their gracious Lord Allah. Allah who guards people from hourly dangers. Allah who sustains the wonderful flight of the birds in midair. Above and below and in midair can we see Allah's boundless signs. We know that Allah's promise of the hereafter and judgment is true. The spring and source of the goodness of things is in Allah alone. And this will be appear triumph when the hour of judgment is established. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum asalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Imam Shahid Shabbat is such a strong Sunday. People, please listen to what is being said carefully and digest it. You digest the food that you're eating. You digest the words that you're hearing from the mouth of the Imam Shahid Shabbat. For that is your most important food, people. That's what you're living. That's the life that you're going to need to return you to the reality of where you love to be with the Lord, your Creator. So listen carefully to the spiritual food that Imam Shahid Shabbat is bringing you today as he tells you to travel in soul and time. Travel your soul and time that you might appreciate and respect the life that you've been given and know who it's given to you from. And what the purpose of it is on earth. And I give to you again, Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Yes, thank you. I was listening as you were talking, and I was thinking about traveling in soul again. Most people, you know they're not traveling in soul because they're grasping after materialism. They're trying to possess these material things. You look at most people, and they're all into painting their body, putting nails in their body, hooks, coloring their bodies. And this is the majority of people. And no religion is exempt. This goes for the majority of religious people, too. They're doing everything they can to try to satisfy themselves. And still, here again, that is self-destruction, because Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say all good come from him, Allah. And Allah say all the evil or bad that happened in our life come from our own selves, our own thinking, outside of the knowledge and wisdom of Allah, which is the only knowledge and wisdom that can give us true spiritual insight to the reality of things, to our own reality and the reality of everything created. Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to read something here to you people who think this world here and the things you have are yours and think these, act like these, you ain't going to leave these things. And you worship these things, Mercedes, Lexus cars, $250,000 home, homes that cost millions of dollars and all that. Insurance policies where you got $1 million, $2 million, and you think when you die. Somebody told me the other day, yeah, my family's going to be well taken care of if I leave, because he left them, I think, like money like that. And I told him, how can just that money take care of your family once you die? Money can't take care of your family. Only, I told him, only God consciousness, only your family, if they turn to Allah, if they turn to Allah's truth and live a good life, then that money can help them to continue to earn a good life, the eternal life that Allah has created for them as they pass through this world, like you. So it gave him another perspective to look at that, you know, all the money and all the material things that he have now and his family, those things are going to one day, they're going to leave. So this is what I'm talking about in this section of the Holy Quran. And as I said, I won't say a surah. I'm just going to read. These are the words of Allah. If you got any questions, you want to ask me or ask me what surah or whatever, I'll tell you. But other than that, I'm just giving you what Allah put in me. Allah saying this fleeting world, material world, few things are what they seem. Allah said, what then is sure reality? Allah said, nations and people in the past assumed arrogance and perished because they were unjust. That's how this generation is now. That's why they are perishing, because they are unjust. But Allah said, but that destruction was but a foretaste of the doom to come in the hereafter. There it is again, that word doom. When all creation will be on a new plane and true values will be fully established. To the righteous soul will be eternal bliss, and to the evil soul will be eternal punishment. The word of Allah's revelation is not a poet, imagination, or a soothsayer grouping into the future. Allah's message is a message of mercy to the righteous and warning to those who reject the Lord's truth. So all praises and all glory to the name of Allah Most High. Assalamu alaikum again.
Alaikum aslam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast. Remember to heed Shabbat. The out of our prayer. Today's discussion is travel in soul and time. And you'll see that evil always destroys itself. Yes, as you can see now, even destroying yourself today. You begin to wake up and see that nothing destroys you, but yourself, the evil within you. The evil within man. That's why things are happening. If you're talking about and asking about why are they happening, these men would bring up the good in him. You will find that you will see good happening worse. And this world would be more the ones you're looking for to live in, the type of world you would love to live in. But it's because of the evil that man brings from himself into this world. Makes everything so corrupt and destructive and so bad looking to you. The world appears to be evil. Nothing's wrong with the world. It's the people in the world, how they live in this world. But decide which one is the good world to live in, or the evil world. That's called the evil world. Why is the world evil? The world does nothing to you. It's man who does things to each other here in this world. But people say, look within, within your soul, and travel through your soul, and see from within the evilness that comes from within. And correct yourself. Seek the right way, the right guidance. Seek the right way in life to live. And pass it on to others. And that's how you find the life that you're looking for here on earth. And I give the man Shaheed Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum again. I see it's me and you. Fine with me. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say, in all ages, a generation. Allah said, in all history, will show that evil came to an evil end. But Allah say, time is always in favor of those who have faith in Allah and live clean and pure lives and know how to wait in patience and constancy in the service of Allah and obedience to Allah. Allah say, waste not your time, nor misuse your time, your life. Allah say, through the ages, nothing remains but faith in Allah and the goodness of Allah, good deeds, and the teachings of Allah's truth, and the teachings of patience and constancy in the cause of Allah. Allah say, except the people have this type of faith and do consistently good to please Allah, they are lost. They are spiritually lost. And this particular surah, I will quote to you, surah 103, called Us. Now, Us are time through the ages. It's Allah say, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, by the token of time, through the ages, truly people are in loss, except such as have faith in Allah and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual teachings of truth and the patience and constancy. So people, we can see. I was talking to someone not too long ago, and I'm in my 60s, and those in our 50s, 60s, 70s on up. We've heard this also, a lot of us have anyway, that the victory of gaining our eternal life back with Allah, Allah say, and I want you, Muslims, to really take this in. Allah say the victory that he promised to the righteous at the judgment day, after their judgment, on the day of judgment, is not given to those who are, you know, swift. You got some people who are very fast in learning. And he says it's not given to those who are wise. Check that out. But Allah say the victory that he promised to the righteous is to the one that endured to the end of their life here in his righteousness, submitting to his righteousness, his goodness, his justice. So as we can see, time is very important to our soul salvation, because we have to live a certain way in our time, or else we have no hope to make it back home in Allah's eternity. Our home, if we don't value time, this world is a simulation of hell. And look at the majority of people that don't value time. They don't take each day as a day to get closer to their creator and to understand and do his divine and holy will down here on earth. They take that opportunity to do what they want, some more evil that they want to do. So time passes, and I was just reflecting. I evaluate my whole life every day and the people that was in my generation and in our generation. And I said, you know what? Most of those people, and me and someone else were talking, they're in their 70s. Most of the people didn't change then, 60-some years ago, 70-some years ago, 80-some years ago, just right here in this country, America. Most of the people, they didn't change. They were doing the same thing, evil things that they're doing now. And I was saying, the people want to try to blame the evil that's going on the government. And that never held true in history. Allah didn't just destroy evil governments like Pharaoh and like the American government. He's destroying another government because of the government. He destroyed the people in those governments who what? Were following those governments the same pattern. They were living evil just like the governments they was under was living evil lives. and perverted lifestyles. The public, the general public, the majority of people were living evil, wasn't living, but they were existing as animals and living evil lifestyles. Because when you forget Allah, you're no longer human. You don't have a soul. You're just an animal, animal body, to be used by evil. And evil will use your body to take you straight to hell, to the hellfire. So I hope that you're receiving this. We used to have people coming on and, you know, wanting to hear the truth of Allah. Some do come on now, and many don't. But I'm not saying it like it's my business, but Allah said if you don't listen to His truth in the Quran and put His truth in front of you, means strive with every all the breath, all the life you got every day to try to obey His truth in the Quran, following the Sunnah or the example of Prophet Muhammad, role model, the best role model, Allah said, for human beings, if they want to have any hope that they're going to be saved from the hellfire on the judgment. He said Prophet Muhammad is the best example for them to follow, especially the Muslims, those who say they're Muslim. So people, you don't have to say anything, but I hope your souls and your hearts, if your mind and your intelligence won't accept this beautiful truth, I hope Allah take it right on past your ignorance in your mind and go directly to your heart and your soul and make sure that you understand what you're hearing on this program and know that this is Allah's program, because it's, what is it called? What is the title of this program? The Reality of the Creator. And most people don't know the reality of Allah. Most Muslims don't know the reality of Allah. So they wouldn't be living the hypocritical lives they are living. Huh? So, you know, we're not going to say things to pacify you to sleep, keep you to sleep. Inshallah, be the will of Allah, we're going to say what Allah put in us to wake you up. There was a song came out years ago by a group. We don't need to name the group, but they said one of the things they said was so profound. Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Beautiful song, beautiful message. You need to wake up, people, and stop sleeping in bed means stop sleeping in your head. Stop sleeping. Stop being unaware of the truth in your life. See, when the truth is absent in your life, you're asleep. You're mentally and spiritually asleep. Sleep meaning that you're unconscious of reality. So stop, people, today, right now, because you don't have much time at all. It's later than you think, people, to come back to the good life, the righteous life that Almighty Allah created for all of us, and to live a life of love and respect for yourself and respect human life in all people. Yes, in all people, in all creatures. Allah made all life good and sacred. So we're to respect all life. If we want life, we got to respect our life. And how do we respect our life? By obeying Allah. You can't respect your life if you don't have self-respect. Self-respect comes from the self Allah created in you. What self am I talking about? Your spiritual self. Your spiritual self keeps you taqwa. It keeps you God conscious. And Prophet Muhammad, in my conclusion at this time, said, when you see a true believer in Allah, not Harry, hear them, he said, but when you see them, they remind you of Allah by their conduct, because they are conducting themselves in a way to manifest the good and divine qualities of their Creator, and the righteous life that they're living remind you of the Creator and the life that you're supposed to be living as a human being also. So you ain't going nowhere, people, but to hellfire if you don't travel, start traveling in your soul. And in order to travel in your soul, you must have what you need to help you travel in your soul. You can't just travel in your soul on your own. You need the truth of Allah to help you travel in your soul and help you travel through this time. As you wind up this time, He's given you a chance to travel spiritually. And there was one more song I want to mention. The man said a profound meaning. It was one singer came out years ago. He said, I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. He said, time keep on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. What is that man? That was so powerful. He said, I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. Let my spirit carry me into the future, the spiritual future. That's what he was talking about. He knew only your spirit can take you into the spiritual future. But most people think their future is here on earth. So they plan for their future here only, not their future in the life in the hereafter. Muslim, Christian, the majority of all people. And you see it in their actions every day. Well, people, it's going to be too late on the day of judgment to stand before Allah and ask Him to give you another chance to come back here to this earth, which won't even be existing no more, to change your life and live a righteous life. Now is the time Allah saved for spiritual work and spiritual reward. Yeah, he said, now is the time for work and spiritual profit, spiritual gain, not material gain. So if you gaining people here, only the material thing, you're gaining nothing. But if you're gaining, using the material things to gain your soul, spiritual life, you are gaining everything, all that you have, and that is your immortal spiritual soul. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Keep you strong, people. Keep you strong. And the morning to you, travel in your soul and time. In your soul. It's a soul searching, I say, thank you. It's a soul searching to see if you're living in the court to the will of your Creator, to the will of Allah. Are you trying to live according to real man this materialistic world that you're a part of? Are you in search of materialism? Are you in search of bettering your soul to please your Creator and claim the rewards of the spiritual life that you are to be living? I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. We are to honor the Creator, which comes to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The passage on to others and to bring it to you. And now again, Imam Shahid Shabbat. I'm going to check and see if anyone who might have a question to ask at this time. I see they have some guests here. I see it. Some of them do have a question to ask. The number is 336-725-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, people, you don't have to answer if you don't want to speak, but we're looking here for you. We want to hear your comments, and we're here for you. This is your team. But if there's anything that you would like to ask, any questions you would like to ask, feel free to do so in the comments. We just know that we're bringing to you
what you're looking for, the information, the message, the spiritual message that you're looking for. And now let's try another number here. 313-412-1273. Again, Cecilville, we have a listener today. But we do give you a chance to speak in that person.
Me.
Pardon me? I thought I heard someone. Is there a comment that you would like to make or a question you would like to ask? We'd love to hear it from you. Okay, let's go on. We have another number here. 313-213-6568. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from? Okay, at this time, it does not seem that we have anyone who would like to ask a question or make a comment this time, so we will go on with Imam Shaheed Shabal. This discussion today is from Traveling Soul and Imam Shaheed Shabal. You may continue.
Yes, thank you. People, this is very, very serious. This is not a game to play. Life and faith is not for sport and play and game. You see, life has a serious purpose. And Almighty Allah says here in his final revelation in the Quran about those who say they have faith in Allah. Allah says, He wants you to know that He requires of you more than just going through rituals. He said the rituals which He gives you is to only help you, lead you to the meaning of how He wants you to live your life. But Allah says true faith in Him requires you giving practical, you practically every day giving, being helpful your brothers and sisters among mankind and showing those love and need. And he say being sincere and thanking him rather than showing off in your devotion and your giving in charity like most Muslims do and religious people carry. Allah say what remains if you deny complete faith in Allah, that you show it in your life. You ain't got to say it. And Allah said, what remains if you go on your way and you deny faith in Allah and personal responsibility to Allah? Allah said, why then, if you're true in faith, don't you help the helpless, people that's helpless, or teach others deeds of charity and love for one another? Allah say, vain, empty is your worship without your heart and soul being in it, in your worship of Allah. Allah say, what think you of people who make great show in materialism, but they fail to meet the simple needs of people in their daily life who need help? They just walk past them. They overlook them. Allah say, this type of so-called worship, this type of so-called faith is unacceptable to Allah. So I want you to think on that, people. Also, Allah says here, to the mind of Allah, the mind that loves Allah, the mind that's striving to please Allah, Allah says this mind is rich. He blessed this mind to be rich in divine blessings, spiritual blessings. And he say he grant them a fountain unfailing that will quench their spiritual thirst. And Allah said, turn then in devotion and sacrifice to Allah Allah said, nor he, don't pay no attention to the venom, the poison, and hatred of which destroys its own hope and last of the present and the future. In other words, Allah said, don't pay people no attention talking negative. You see, he called that venom. I call it venom. I was talking about that the other day. We were hearing somebody talking about most people, especially women, they got that like mentality of a snake. Poison snake. Poison snake. Huh? And people in general, they are now just going around talking all kinds of hatred towards each other and you know, telling lies to each other. Lead each other down the wrong path, destruction. So Allah is letting you know here, people, you can, this is not acceptable conduct. You see? So I'll say briefly here, this particular part of his revelation shows you how you gain spiritual riches through devotion to Allah and sacrifice in the cause of Allah. And we go stop again. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Yes. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Imam Shahid Shabal. We're out to all the creator. And he's teaching strong today to reach you, to reach your soul, for you to reach your soul, and check your soul out. He says, travel in soul and time, and you will see that evil always destroys itself. It's fine, because first the evil comes from, it comes to within the soul of mankind. You choose to the life of evil instead of the life of good within himself. And what he does to within himself comes out of himself and reflects himself. That's the way that the world is, the way things are on earth. But the suffering that you see, the evil that you see on earth, is not for evil itself, not for any reason. It's not because of any spookism. It's the devil, God, destroying man, making man to the fight. But it's evil. No, it's man doing the evil to himself. It's bringing the evil here on earth. And expecting all about. And in time, people, all these millions and billions of people, this evil what you expect to see. There's such stuff and nothing but evil around you. And you have to look within yourself and question yourself first. And you see others, remind them of the evil within, as well as the goodness within them. And help them to bring out the good within themselves as you work to bring out the good within you. This is how we're going to change things and make the world the way that man wants it to be. It's just like he should live. If you want to live heaven on earth, you have to make this heaven to be a second earth in your conduct, the way you choose to live. I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Master Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And thanks for joining us this Sunday. If there's anybody who has any questions or comments, you're welcome to come at this time. I'm glad to have you join us on today's show. And next time, if I ever guess along with you, you join us. And now, I get to you again, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. People here, I want to read out of Allah's final revelation for all mankind. Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, the Lord of all worlds, the guardian, the father of all creation. Allah say here in his final revelation that he do not love evil. And he do not love that evil spread it, you know, abroad among the people in public speech, except where injustice have been done. For Allah is one who heareth and knoweth all things. Allah said, whether ye publish a good deed or you conceal a good deed or cover evil with pardon, who the law bill blot out sins and have power in the judgment of values. You see, so Allah is just letting you know here, people, his way of life that he created for you. Allah don't love evil. We shouldn't love evil. Most people, they show that they love evil because all around you, if you just listen, you hear people just speaking evil all around you. Every day, all around you, cursing, saying something vain, vulgar, speaking evil, and publishing. You're not just speaking it out of at home or wherever that's going out in the public speaking evil. The highest officer of the land, the presidency, we see this man, Donald Trump, speaking evil, not only to America, but to people all over the world. Allah said he don't like that. He said he don't like that. And Allah said he gonna stop it in due time. He said it's injustice to do this. Speak evil of someone, to slander someone, to backbite someone when they ain't there to defend themselves. Talk about people. And Allah say to people of this world, he said, they don't do nothing but conjecture, guess at the truth. And he say they don't do nothing but lie. They're liars. And this is what we see with most people in this world. Muslim, Christian, whatever. They're liars. And they don't do nothing but guess at the truth. Even read the Quran in Arabic. For you all who do it, the majority of you, you do not know Allah's truth you're reading. Because if you did, you wouldn't have that haram, forbidden conduct that Allah said stay away from that you're doing. And you know you're doing. Ain't nobody got to remind you. You know you're doing. And you're doing it deliberately, not only because you're rebellious against Allah as a hypocrite, but you want to mislead other people away from this beautiful Al-Islam Allah has created. All people. For all people. Yeah, I'm getting strong on you. Hypocrites. Muslim hypocrites. If you think this is hard, what I'm saying, you wait till you go into that fire of hell. And Allah said, all hypocrites that deliberately chooses to do what they want to do till they die, disobeying his will in the Quran, Allah said, they are going to enter the hell fire to dwell in it forever. And you'll hear a lot of hypocrites talking about, I can do wrong, and if I die, Allah, let me stay in hell a little bit, and then after time, Allah's going to bring you out. What kind of mentality is that? What are you saying, fool? You're a fool. I say you're a fool on the radio program. I say you're a fool in your face. If you think that idiotic so-called thinking that you just said. Because what you're doing is encouraging people. It's all right to do wrong. Because as long as you believe in Allah, prophet, and you doubt like that, people will take you out of the fire of hell. What person in their right mind would want to go to hell from the start with up of their judgment? Tell me, even those fools saying that, they really don't want to go. But they want to mislead other people into believing lies about this beautiful way of life called Al-Islam. These are the munafiquns, or the hypocrites. And I hope Allah's truth is burning you up inside out right now. And the hellfire you're going in the hell is going to burn you through and through, inside out, forever. And I'm so glad because I've been out here by myself, traveling all over this country almost 50 years. This year be 47 years by myself, teaching the truth, getting bullets shot all around me, being assassination attempts on my life. I mean, constantly. Allah just wouldn't let the bullets hit me and kill me like Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or Mega Eggers or others. But I was right out there in the line of fire. But like Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, special. Allah said, this is a man that's not to be killed. I will not allow anyone to kill him. And he said that about my life. He would not allow anyone to kill me. And I, and Allah blesses me to stand up for the truth and not have no fear. And Allah has blessed me with the courage to fight a whole army. There are a whole army of disbelievers, munafiquns and kafirun, hypocrites and disbelievers, with no fear. See, I don't fear death like they do. Because they're wearing the masks, it ain't just because they don't want to get that disease. They just scared to die because they know they ain't living right. And they know in their soul, yes, they do. It's ingrained in their soul that if you die in sin, you go to hell. Everybody know that. It's about put it in your nature. So they scared to die now more than ever. That's why keeping this virus, and they acting like the government going that long time. They don't have the power to do that, people. Only Allah, the Creator, can do what you see going on here. And he's the only one can fix it. So if you're going to look, you're looking to the government to fix it, you're looking to people to fix it, you're looking to your false self to fix it, your carnal self, you're going to come up short. You're going to continue to suffer, and ultimately you're going to be destroyed. Oh, yes. This is what Allah says in the Quran. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be upon you again.
Waalaikumsalam. Listening to the sun broadcast of the Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. I want to thank you for joining us this Sunday to bring to you travel and soul and time, people. Search reality of your soul. Yes. Take your soul out and see how you are from within yourself. Let the good that's within come out, not the evil that's within come out. It's what you're bringing out of your soul that's reflecting in the world today. And we're thanking now Shaheed Shabazz for taking this Sunday to bring us this broadcast. It's not easy. Time consuming. And you get tired sometimes, you know. And he really welcomes some comments and feedback from you to know that you are enjoying the show. You're receiving what you're looking for, the information you're looking for, the spiritual knowledge you're looking for, and that you appreciate him. Because he does appreciate each of you that come on and give him support each Sunday on his show. But we'd love to hear from you likewise. And want to thank you for coming on. We also want to thank Allah for bringing Imam Shaheed Shabazz on, for him being so determined. And we know he gets tired sometimes. He's not feeling like coming on here either. He feels rough sometimes. He's not going to miss out bringing this knowledge to you, these spiritual words to you, the public. It's because if one of you receives it, that means many of you will receive it. And whatever it is that you receive, that you feel is good, that all of it is good, please feel free to take it to others and pass the word on to others who are not here and invite them to come also to receive this knowledge from Imam Shaheed Shabazz. And he will bring to you the spiritual words from Allah, the reality of the Creator. And now, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Yes, as you was talking, sister, I was just in so in such a deep meditative spiritual state, and Allah took me back to this singer called James Brown, and it was so beautiful. Allah inspired this man to make a song called Soul Power, and in that song he said, "What we need is soul power. We got to have soul power," and that man sung that song. He knew what he was talking about because he was already in contact with Islam, with Elijah Muhammad, Wafi Deen Muhammad, and Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X. So he began to learn the truth about the power of the soul and knowing that the Creator didn't have no son and he wasn't white and he didn't die on no, send his son down there to die on no cross to save our sins. He began to learn that that was all falsehood and lies. And that's when they kill him, because they did not want him as powerful as he was as a speaker. And the way people loved him all around the world here, they didn't want him to get with Malcolm X and teach the whole truth, because they know practically the world would have been free, those who want to be free, especially African-American people. So, people, what you need is soul power. And I'm saying that, listen at the word. Where is the power at? It's in your soul. Why is the power for the human being in our soul? Because our Creator, Allah, is all-powerful. And he put some of his power in our soul when he put his spirit, some of his spirit in our soul. It gave us what? Soul power. I was blessed years ago. I like to share this briefly. I took up martial arts. And one of them little red bricks, they're very hard to break. The center blocks that you see people breaking a lot of in demonstrations on TV or wherever, they're not as hard to break as them little bricks, because the little bricks are so compact. If you're not really on the highest spiritual level of martial arts, you break your hand. And so Allah blessed me to break one of those bricks. But before I did it, I want to share the experience. I wasn't in Islam then. I wasn't God conscious then. But I did believe in God, but I wasn't conscious of God, and in terms of living by his will at that time. But I did acknowledge him in my life and knew that, you know, because that's how all my people, my mother raised me that way, and they stayed with me. But anyway, he said, you're not going to break the brick with your hand. He said, you're going to break the brick with your chi. Chi in Chinese language means spirit. So I didn't even know what chi means. He had to tell me. He said, chi means spirit. He said, so what you got to do in order to break that brick, because your hand is not more harder than the brick. If you hit the brick with your hand, just right up with your hand, you won't break your hand. He said, you're right. He said, but you're not going to break it with your hand. You're going to break it with the power of your chi, your spirit. He said, but you got to tune your mind, heart, and soul off this world completely and go inside and realize the real world of people is inside, and the power of people is not in their physical, their flesh, but it's in their spirit. And he said, when you get to that point, you're going to hit that brick and you're going straight through it. And I got to that point where I wasn't conscious even of this world, that I was in this world no more. And when I hit that brick, the last time after I, you know, kept placing my hand in the middle, the center, I tapped it and the brick split right in half. Now, whose power was that? It was the power of Allah. Another instance I want to give you of the power of the soul, and how you need to be getting your souls right for Allah right now. Not right now, that means tomorrow, right now, this breath you take it. Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, a great prophet of Allah. This prophet got in an argument. This man who was trying to turn him against his people that he was trying to save. Allah sent him to save. And Musa, just out of emotion, he loved Allah so much and wanted to save his people, he hit the man, you know. And when he hit him, he killed him. So just hitting the man and killing him with a blow, that wasn't his power. That was the power of Allah in him. And he, of course, asked Allah to forgive him, because he was a prophet of Allah. He didn't mean to kill the man, but it was just the power of Allah. He loved Allah so much. And when you love Allah, the more you love Allah, the greater, the more of his power he invests in you. Did you hear what I said? The more you love and obey Allah, the more of his spiritual power he will put in you, and you can do miraculous things. He told Moses to strike the Red Sea with his rod. And this is true. And the seated party. Can you imagine that? This big seated party. The water began to just roll back. And it looked like a huge mountain way down there. And he told Moses and his followers, go on down there and go on to the other side to safety. And once he got them on the other side to safety, this fool, if I was a leader, I would have choked, say, oh, yes, that is a God. I ain't God. A power that done that. I surrender, God. You know, I surrender, Allah. I'm giving myself to you. No, this fool was just like Donald Trump, a diehard. He said, no, these are my people. I'm gonna go down there, and I'm gonna get them. So when this fool got his followers, and they got down into the bottom of the ocean, Allah brought all that water down on them, all that water in that ocean, and drowned them. Listen, people. Stephen DeMille, another singer, said, I've learned to respect the power of love. And Allah is love. And until you people learn to respect and obey the power of Allah's love, you're going to continue. You're talking about a coronavirus. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is nothing. You're going to see earthquakes, more earthquakes. You're going to see more tornadoes. You're going to see more disasters that's going to wipe people out altogether. I mean by the multitude, whole cities, rather than around here just being diluted by a coronavirus. You best be preparing yourself for this spiritual war that's going on, and the only way you can prepare for it, it's about over too. And the victory is about here in this spiritual battle Allah put us down here on earth for. It's a spiritual battle between good, the goodness of Allah and the human soul, and the evil of the shaitan, and also the evil in the human being, in that part of the human being that's called nafs, evil desires, you see. And the evil desires of the human being and the evil Satan and his followers, seen and unseen, Allah is, say he's just about ready to destroy them all. And he's given them the longest sign I ever seen. With this coronavirus, and let them know, okay, ain't none of you going to be able to say, I didn't give you plenty of time and ample warning over and over again. I mean, because day in and day out, you don't hear them talking about trying to get together truly to bring about a good change to people. Yet they want the government to help them, but what kind of help can the government give them except material help? Giving them material help is not going to help them change their life from evil to good. This destruction that's on them is not coming from the government, even if the government may have, you know, put it out there. They couldn't put nothing out there except the law permitted them with the law's power and knowledge. So ultimately, Allah is the one that has power over everything, people, that happens in the heavens and on earth. And the only way you're going to get things right on earth as it is in heaven is by doing what all beings and all things in heaven do, constantly submit to the will of Allah and obey Allah. Assalamu alaikum again.
Alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab. And he's coming on strong as usual to bring the message to you. You can't say you didn't hear the truth, you didn't know it, you didn't know what was happening, what time it was. And people, when you know something, you're supposed to show you know it by doing something, by changing your way of life, by coming back to the right way, which happens to try to make things better here on earth for yourself and others, and to remind the others. Remind the others too. Of the best way to live their life. I haven't been to change. I seek the way of life that pleases the Creator. If they don't know who their Creator is, let them know who the Creator is. And live their life accordingly. And you will see a change in here on earth, a change in the condition. But the law doesn't change,
what happens on your earth and in your life until you change what's in your heart. Until you change your soul, people, then you will see the change once you sincerely change. Once you see things changing back to what is good and what is best, you know the man has had a change of heart within himself. And again, I want to remind you that you're all listening to the Friendly Broadcast of the Mountain Beach of God. The altar of the Creator. The subject today is travel and soul and time. He didn't say travel in space and time. Travel in soul and time. Yes, it's in what? It's in yourself. And look within yourself, and you will see the whole world within you. You are the world.
That's right.
You are the world. You are what makes the world what it is. And it's because of you that the world is the way it is. And once you change your habits, once you change your habits and your ways, you'll see a better world.
There you go.
So you want to go within ourselves and do some soul searching, some soul traveling, and come back to straight with the right path to Allah. You don't know the right way is to Allah. Yes. You might want to say the word Allah, say the word Creator, say the word God. But I say Allah because there's three letters in Allah. A, L, L, all. And when you say Creator, and you say God, whatever you want to call him, you're still talking about what? The all in all, the one, Allah. That sums it up. The name Allah sums it up. You can't say anything else. Because whatever you say, it's inclusive of the word Allah. Let's find the correct way and the best way to respect our Creator also. And say it, which is best to say. And address him in the best way. Address him in the way that's best to address him. That's the all in all. A-L-L-A-H. The all in all. A-H is the thing to be. It's the article at the beginning of the word. A-H is the beginning of the word. Stands for the all in all. That's who he is. You can say nothing else. Another word to describe is complete. That's complete. Come back to the right way. The best way to live your life. To please your Creator. And to know him for who he is. And now I give you again in answer to each of us.
Thank you, sister. I want to read here again out of the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Allah. And this is something that most people in religion, Muslim, Christian, Jews, Buddhists, Hindu, it don't make no difference. They are not doing because you will see the results in the world different if they was doing this. Allah say to be clean and pure to worship him. And Allah say, if you're going to worship him, don't seek occasion for quibbling, arguing with one another. Allah say, nor go after sorcery, believe in sorcery and witchcraft and voodoo and all that, and false gods. Allah say, be faithful in your trust and your faith in Allah. And listen to this, Allah say, learn obedience to Allah and chapter your quarrels under the guidance of Allah's messenger and those stars with authority following the message of Prophet Muhammad. Allah say, ever keep away from hypocrisy and every kind of falsehood. Then will you be admitted to a glorious fellowship with the highest and the most honorable in the spiritual world. Look at that. Law letting you know again, it's all about the spiritual world. I want to share this with you two people because I love to share this. It's so important. And we'll cause you to think whether you want to or not. Allah said, once we die and we are resurrected for the day of resurrection and judgment, Allah say, all the countless people there, he says, it's going to be like to every person, this world and everything in it never existed. And his spiritual world was always here. Now think about that. That's how it really is right now, people, for those who truly believe in Allah. And you hear people around here talking about my car, my this, my that. But what did people bring into this world that they can call their own? I want to know that. Allah said it came in this world bearing a lot. With nothing. So once they get Allah, bring them here and put them here, create them, they say, my and I. And Allah said he created, you know, mankind and the world too for what? His unity. So you got people around here talking about my and I. It's no unity in I. It's no unity in my. This my home, my money. I did this. I did that. I. It ain't no such a thing as I. It's only the reality of Allah. I'm going to share this with you. When you say I, you are a lie. You tell them a lie. When you say I, you're telling a lie right there. Because it ain't no I. It's the will of Allah. And Allah's will, it gives you x-ray vision where you can see spiritually beyond the material world and see over into the, his spiritual world. That's what they meant when they were trying to say Superman was white and he had x-ray vision. He could see through creation. That's what they were saying. They were trying to make white people God and saying Superman. He could do extraordinary things. And the biggest thing that was extraordinary that they say that he was doing, he could see through material matter. And the only one who can see through material matter is Allah, the creator of all matter. And then I remember on the movie Superman one time, this is very important too, very good. Lois Lane had fell off in this tall building. And she was just hollering, and Superman swooped down and grabbed her, and he said, I got you, I got you, I got you. And Lois Lane said, who got you? Who got you? So she asked Superman, if you got me, who got you? Who holds you up? You holding me? Okay, I figured that. You say two minutes?
2 minutes, yes.
Okay, well, we're going to pray this 2 minutes. Oh, Allah, Kali and Evolver, Master and Lord of the Day of Judgment, Creator, Governor, and Ruler of the heavens and the earth, we ask you to forgive us if we said anything that wasn't in accord with God's will. We ask you to take our will, Allah, the believers, the true believers in you, and let your will become our will so we can do your will on earth as your will is in heaven. Amen. As-salamu alaykum.
You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Chabal. Thank you for joining us this Sunday and join us every Sunday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And may Allah bless you with a pleasant and beautiful day. As-salamu alaykum.